you pray for me just a few minutes of time, and we're fixing to go into a revival. And you know, I question myself, Lord. You know, I think about all through the week, Lord, you know what we all need.
Right.
And I said, I need it as bad as you, because my life is no different than yours.
Right.
I just have to stand up here and not be pretty. But somebody you look at, somebody you listen to. So I hope and I trust and I pray that the Lord will give me the words that will be most needful. Very familiar scripture. I've preached from it a few times. I don't know. I preach from most of the Bible from time to time, so I don't try to worry about where I preach, when I preach. It's needful today. So you go with us. Just a few scriptures in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. We're going to read 4 or 5 verses. There's a word or two here I can't pronounce right, but if you've got your Bibles, then you'll know what it is. And when they come nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethany, I can't say that, and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth 2 of his disciples, and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never a man sat. Loose him, and bring him, and if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where 2 ways met, and they loose him. Now we're going to stop reading right there, and I want to, you to know today that you know, Jesus was on his way out to Jerusalem, I think maybe for the last time. I saw he was tired and worried with his travel here. It was time for him to go home. You know, it was prophesied in the days of old. He said, I rejoice, you daughters of Jerusalem. The king is on his way. I riding a donkey. They praise the Lord. The little donkey carried the Savior to Jerusalem. Cast their garments in the way. They set him on their garments. You know where they found the little colt tied. It was more important to us than the rest of the story. At least it done me some good. They found the little colt tied in a place by the door. Jesus Christ is the door, the doorway to salvation, the doorway to a everlasting life. Without him, it's impossible for us to make it. A place where 2 ways met. I want to tell you today that you have come to a crossroad in your life where 2 ways met, that you want to choose one over another. It's awful easy to choose a broad road of sin over the right road to heaven. We have to choose. The Bible said, I choose you this day who you will serve. Perhaps
you have come. We come day by day to the crossroads of our life. We have to make up our mind what we going to do with it. Perhaps today you will come to a place that you will choose the ways of the world, the material things in your life, to the things of a revival where many women, boys and girls could get saved. We're two ways, man. And there you will have to make a decision. I'm going to stay at home and relax or do something else that I got planned to do. Or I'm going to sit forward my aim towards the promises of God. We're two ways, man.
Right.
We find ourselves in a place of decision.
Yeah.
Are we going to go back into some scripture? Now Elijah, in the book of Kings, the Bible said that there was a great famine. There was a great famine in that land. And Elijah, followed the leadership and that of the Lord. They was out to kill him. Jezebel and the prophets, Ahab, they searched to find, the brother Elijah, and now that he done what the Lord had him to do.
Yeah.
In the 18th chapter of the book of Kings, the first king, in the 21st verse, and Elisha come unto all the people and said, how long hold ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, I follow him. And the prophets and the people answered him not a word. I can say, Elijah, listen, he was standing, come face to face, brother, with death. They would have wanted to kill him. And he said, how long I fought you between two opinions? If you come to the crossroads of your life this morning, how long I fought you between two opinions? I'm going to follow God. I want to go to heaven. I got loved ones over yonder. Or I will just hang out. I'm with the world. That's what most of the people are doing.
Amen.
So Elijah said, it's time to make a decision. And they had 400 and 50 prophets. And he said, now, he said, I am all along. I'm me and the Lord. I'm just a prophet along. But he said, I now choose you a bullock. He said, to give us two bullocks. And he said, and of the prophets, there are so many. He said, now, let's give them a bullock and let them dress it. And let them fix it. And give me one, and I will fix it. Boys, whenever they get up, the bullets, listen, and he said to put them on the wood. I would put no fire in under the wood. Brother, listen, now, and you know the story. They called on their God from morning to noon, cutting themselves, climbing up on the altar, doing everything. There was no voice.
Right.
There was no answer from their God. There was no help. I'm here to tell you, if you choose the wrong road, there will be no help when you come to trouble.
Right.
But Elijah, he dressed his bullet. He put it in order. And now, you know, I rebuilt the altar. I suppose that they tore it down, trying to get their God to answer them. They come to a crossroads in their life, depending on the Lord who they serve. You know? And when that evening come, the sacrifice come, and there was no answer. Elijah, I began to mow. He said, he's a God. He's asleep. He's on a journey. Listen, other than now, whenever the time come, he rebuilt the altar, and he dressed his bullet, and he laid it on the wood. He said to put no fire under it. He said, the God that answers, by far, let him be God.
Yeah.
I'm glad on the straight and narrow road that leads to heaven, there's a fire shut up in our bone is greater than all fire Brother Eric talks about the volcano and the semaphore going up, destroying everything that's in its way. Brother, whenever the mighty scientists, they can't even figure out what to stop it. There is no stopping. It destroys everything. It gets in its way. But the God that we serve, he can blow it out.
Right.
It's just been
right. Thank you,
Lord.
Blow it out.
Amen.
My, what a power. But what a God that we serve. But listen, whenever we come back to the crossroads of decision, brother, I choose you, the God that is able to take you through every day of your lonely life. But one day I will be happy to be with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we come to the crossroads, you know what? People are going around with hatred, envy, and strife up on their heart. And are calling themselves Christian. Brother, listen, as they loose the little code and let him go, we have to lose whatever is dragging us down in our heart and let you go. Them preachers that can come and they can preach to you the straight gospel. Are we going to have enough of fire in our soul to back them? Do they have to come and preach for a week to get amen?
That's right.
We need to be about the Father's business. I'm telling you, you're at the crossroads of your life. What are you going to do with a revival, with a church, your Christian life? What will we do with it? Well, I'm going to church, but I probably won't say nothing. That's exactly what the devil wants you to say. Listen, Rita, when Gary was talking about, we need to be on fire and that for the Lord. We need to let the world know that there's a fire shut up in our bones together, and it's going to come out. We're going to serve God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. It is able, listen, to take us and keep us.
Right.
And the fire that's in our hearts, it come off the altar of repentance.
Right.
And it's greater than the volcano. It's greater than anything that's ever been in this world. Listen, the sun is, I can't put it out. The devil can't put it out. And nobody can put it out.
Yeah.
You neglect the calling of the Lord and you put it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know what you got out, but there's time that we gird up the loins of our mind and make a right decision and stand on it.
Yeah.
Because somewhere everything might be all right today, next week, next month. When you come to the crossroads of your life and you have to make a decision, you may outlive the devil. I bet you make the right decision and everything will be all right. You might have a tough time as Elijah. From the veil, he run from the prophets. But one day, God said, and you will show yourself to Ahab today.
Right.
He didn't run no more. There was a great famine. And it didn't rain only at his words. He helped the rain in his heart. And finally he went somewhere when it had been enough. And he began to pray. And the heavens opened up. And it come. A rain.
Yeah.
Watered the earth again.
Yeah.
Listen. As God knows Elisha in them days, so will he use you. It may not be much, we think, but if we could win just one soul and that for the Lord, it would be worth it all.
Amen.
But the devil will hinder you if you can.
Amen.
Listen. He is rich unto all that will call upon him.
Amen.
So that didn't seclude nobody.
Yeah.
If you died out with Jesus, give your heart to Jesus, and you live for him, and you make your decisions through life, I'm a living for the Lord.
Yeah.
According to this book, I don't care if my family, they don't want me to go to church, they don't want me to do this or that, I'm a living for God. Regardless, I want to go to heaven. The Bible said, let every man, woman, boy, and girl, work out his own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
Listen, we're standing at the crossroads of life, and we have to answer for ourselves. I can't answer for my wife and daughter. I can't answer for nobody but me.
Right.
But guess what? I want to make heaven one day. Jesus died for me, and he shed his blood for me, and he said I could go. But you know what? I have to live upright.
Right.
I have to live according to the Word of God, or I will miss it myself.
Mm-hmm.
The church is the way home.
Amen.
Come by the way of the church. And come by the way of the cross.
Right.
We get saved by the way of repentance.
Right.
And being led by the way of the Holy Ghost. You make heaven right on time, brother. I'm glad for the far. You think the Hebrew children, whenever they saw the fiery furnace, they had to make a decision. I don't believe it's hard to make. They said, we're not careful, O King, to give you an answer. The God that we serve will deliver us. And if you don't, we ain't serving you no way.
Right.
Listen. And they went down into the fiery furnace.
Yeah.
Heated seven times hotter. They didn't feel no hurt.
Right.
They walked happily among the most dangerous thing that they could ever have. But they was happy. They was cast in and they walked out.
Yeah.
Oh, I can just about hear the old king, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come forth. They come forth. You can come forth when Jesus calls for you.
Yes.
Come up here and live with me. You've been faithful over a few things. You made the right decision. I come up here and live with me. I'm telling you, a salvation is worth living for.
Right.
Payday one day. But we get paid day by day.
Right.
We breathe. We live.
Amen.
Boy, when trouble comes, we know who to call on.
Right.
There's deliverance. When we come to the crossroads of our life and make a decision, what are we going to do, Lord? I believe the Lord will lead you safely home. And as time goes on and time has passed, you have made the wrong decision, maybe you're lost.
Maybe something's in your way. You just can't shake it. You come and pour it out to Jesus. As they loose a little cold, you loose it, let go. And don't have a problem with it no more. Why would they look for Jesus if it wasn't for somebody or something else? We need to let that go and come clean and that with Jesus. Whatever you do won't hinder me. Whatever I do shouldn't hinder you. We're going home. We need to be a walking hand in hand with Jesus. I'm going to ask Eric to come get a song. And he spoke about the flower that was burning up everything in its way. And I'd already been meditating on that blood stain. What would you do? What would you do with Jesus? Preacher, I don't care what people say. You better care what people say or do, because you know what? He said, shun away from all appearance of evil. Get away from it.
There's a place of peace.
You still need to pray. You need to move up a little closer. I can get your field apart. I put a revival for your own personal life. Jesus is calling you.
There I see my friends go on and join them in a prayer.
Jesus said, I have sent my angel to testify of you. They sing in the church. Jesus will have something to say to us every time we gather together. You'll talk.